You may know you're listening to this show along the Marketing Podcast Network, but did you know there are other great shows on MPN to help your business? Christy Hyler hosts a fantastic podcast called Own It. Christy, tell us more about the show.
Own It is all about celebrating women and non-binary advertising agency owners. We talk about buying out of the Boys Club of Advertising because less than 1% of ad agencies are owned by women.
And where can people subscribe?
You can find the podcast at untilyouownit.com. We're also on the Marketing Podcast Network at marketingpodcast.net. And of course, you can subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
You heard her. Go subscribe.
Woodhouse offers confidence as your trusted auto partner. With 18 brands and 16 convenient full-service dealerships, you can easily shop the latest models, discover a pre-owned vehicle that meets your list of must-haves, or conveniently maintain your current vehicle. And our knowledgeable and local team is ready to help, providing you the solutions to get you on the road faster, whether online at woodhouse.com or in person. Experience the difference with Woodhouse, a trusted auto partner since 1975.
One debate I've had for a pretty long time on Facebook is, can podcasts generate leads for businesses? And the answer is yes. The reality is it's possible, but most people are so focused on downloads that they can't get to the lead generation side. Let's be real here. Your intentions matter. So if you're only focused on downloads and subscriber count, then no, you're not going to generate leads. In today's video, I'm going to break down exactly how you can generate several leads, actually hundreds per month, using your podcast. What's good, people? I'm Coach Chris. I host the Personal Branding Playbook and the Guerrilla Podcasting Show. I also have several tools for podcasters, so if you want more information on podcasting, check out the link in the description below and you can get a free podcast audit. Now, when it comes to podcast lead generation, the first thing I want to say is you shouldn't need hundreds of leads per month for your business. I want to be clear about this. You shouldn't need hundreds of people every single month to flow into your business for it to stay alive. Podcasting is a pillar. It's used for brand awareness and slight nurturing. Never will there be any platform where thousands of people are going to come to you and then pay you. That's just not how this works. You can have thousands of subscribers on YouTube. Does that mean all of those people are now customers and paying you? No, it does not. So in today's video, I'm going to explain to you the five-step process for generating leads from your podcast that will not only grow your brand, but obviously generate more revenue and make sales so much easier. So step number one is to choose the right platform in which you market your podcast. Now, I want to say the best platform for pretty much every business is going to be LinkedIn or Facebook. Those two are the top platforms where decision makers are, like parents that are spending money on their kids. They're on Facebook, most likely, and maybe even LinkedIn. Decision makers and businesses on LinkedIn. And even if it's not the decision maker, somebody that can influence the decision maker, they're on LinkedIn. LinkedIn and Facebook are the most profitable platforms for you to be on if you have a business podcast. Now, for entertainment podcasts, the best platform for those shows are Instagram and Twitter. I'll talk about that in another video, but for businesses, we're focused on LinkedIn and Facebook. So everything from here forward, all the marketing stuff is focused on LinkedIn and Facebook. And the reason why you got to focus on this platform is because this is where your ideal listener and customer is probably at. Put it this way. Everybody has their favorite platform. Everybody. Everybody that has a phone has some type of social media. Very few people don't, but most people do. And professionals and people that are buying and spending money and high levels of money, they're on LinkedIn and Facebook. That's just the reality. So that's where you need to start. Now, step two, this is where it gets interesting because I think a lot of podcasters or even businesses skip this step. You got to understand their pain. Even if you've done this already for your business, go back again and do it again. Do it over again so you can understand their pain specifically. This is a very important step. And what I like to do here is not only understand their pain, I like to break their pain down into categories. This is what I do for every prospect of my business. I've done this for business podcasters and entertainment podcasters. What you have to do is break down their pain on three levels. You got the regular pain, which is like, yeah, it's a problem, but they can live with it. It's not that big of a deal. You got the secondary pain where it's like, okay, this is something I want to take care of. It's a priority. It's on my list. I'm going to get to it. Number three, the highest level of pain, that's something they have to deal with immediately. So let's go through. I want to give you some examples. Level one of paying for podcasters is usually like, yeah, I want to start a show. I kind of want to. I've been thinking about it. That's like level one, because it's like, podcasting is going to help me, but I don't know enough yet. So whatever. That's like level one. It's not really a serious level. Level two of pain is usually with marketing, right? Podcasters that have been hosting their show for a few weeks or a few months, they're like, man, I'm not getting anything from my show. I need to figure out how to market my show. I need to figure out how to reach more people, get more listeners. That's an intense level of pain where it's like, okay, I feel this. I want to improve. It's on my list. But those people will spend weeks and months doing research before pulling the trigger and making a decision. Now, level three of pain, when you get down here, that's the serious pain where people are like, I need this problem fixed now. And usually that's with monetization. Now, I know that most podcasters don't make money from their show. 95% never make over $1,000. Because of that, I know that the average podcaster isn't making money from their show. But when they're focused on level one of pain, just getting started, they aren't really thinking about the level three of pain. They're still only on level one. They don't even know that they probably won't make any money from their show for the first 90 days. They have no idea. Now, when they're at level two with marketing, the no money part is a little more serious, but they're still focused in the wrong like direction. They aren't there yet, right? So understanding level one, two, three of their pain is very important. This is going to be extremely valuable later. Now that you understand their pain, you create content to solve those problems. This is what I mean. If level one pain is, oh, I don't know if I should get started, the perfect piece of content for that level of pain is 5 reasons you need to host a podcast. Very simple, right? Like, it's that easy. Now with level two, it's like, oh, I need to improve my marketing. I need to improve this a little bit and get more listeners or whatever. Okay, here are 3 new podcast marketing secrets. Monetization. Now I'm not making any money from my show. I'm frustrated. I'm going to stop podcasting soon if I don't make any money. Here are 3 things every sponsor wants from their podcast. It's so simple. When you break it down that way, now you can create content that is impactful for your audience, right? And again, because you've just went, and I like to even interview people to understand their pain, I go and ask people these questions, and then I have my categories of pain for specific people. Then you can go and make this content. And now step four, you send it to them. It's that easy. You make the great content to solve their problem and you send it to them. But there's a way you send them the content. Let me break this down. Actually, I'm going to reposition this. That's not even step four. That's step five. I'm jumping ahead. In step four, it's about building a relationship and a connection with the prospects. This is where you should be supporting their content and what they're doing. This is when you go out of your way to show them love. Like if they're posting blogs, go and read the blog, leave a comment, like it, all of that. Share everything. Support other people. We don't have that enough in the content creator space. Like everybody's like, can you listen to my podcast? Can you review my show? Well, have you done that for anybody else? And whenever I ask a podcaster that question, they always tell me no, or they have no idea when the last time they done that. So it's like, if you're not giving this energy out that you want back, how do you expect to get it? It doesn't make sense. Another thing you don't want to do when you're messaging them is you don't want to seem salesy. You're not here to sell. We're not here to sell. That's not the focus. Your goal is to first build a relationship. Be cordial. Hey, I love your recent blog post about blah, blah, blah. Oh my God, I listened to your last podcast episode. It was amazing. I love that part where you talked about blank, blank, blank. It's that simple. And this is another way to separate yourself from literally all your competition, because nobody's doing this outreach marketing like this. Nobody. Now we get to step five, the solution content. This is when you actually send them the content that they had pain about. Now you're helping them solve the problem. So just imagine how you look to them from that different perspective. Imagine what it would be like if somebody sent you a message on LinkedIn and they just told you they loved your content, and then they send you more content to help you with another problem. Wouldn't you love that person? You're like, wow, you're amazing. I appreciate you. That's what you need to be. You need to be that person. And I know this is outreach marketing and all of that. You're like, oh my God, this is going to take a long time. No, it does not. The reality is this process works very well, because after you reached out to 10 or 15 people and you have all these different pieces of content that are amazing in these different formats, now you can automate it. Now you set up a full email system on this, right? now you have your three pain points, three pain levels, level 1, 2, 3, and then you have email sequences for each pain level, right? So now when somebody says, oh, my pain is this one, okay, here's the free tool for you, go down that line. Here's a free tool for you, go down that. Like, think about how easy this is. You can automate it, but this is you setting the foundation. And I want to be clear about something. The way this remains in your podcast is because all the content you're making is just a podcast episode. All you're doing is taking the pain they have, recording a podcast episode on it, and sending it to them. And this might sound like this waste of time because you're only doing it for one person. That's not true. After my years of doing this, I noticed that there are 5 to 7 questions that every podcaster asks. The same questions. It doesn't switch up. It doesn't matter. It's the same every single time. Therefore, when I make great content like that, I have a system automated and set up. I don't have to go back, answer the same question. I don't have to do any of the back and forth. I already know what your problem is. I have a solution. I made it 2 years ago. Check it out. Now you're going to weed out a lot of the people that, again, you get to see how pressing their pain is, how important it is, how relevant it is. Some people may say they're on level 3 of pain, but they're really on level 1, which is fine. It makes sense. Okay. Then you push them to the back of the line and you focus on the people who are like, hey, I need my problem solved now. I need your help now, today, this week. Those are the people you put energy into. And the way you weed them out is by this system I just explained of understanding their pain, creating amazing podcast episodes to go with it. Now, this is the strategy for you to, I promise you, to get not only high quality leads, but do it with consistency, right? Once you have the automation set up, it flows. And I'll say this too, this actually helps you get more podcast downloads because all the content you're sending them inside of your email sequences are just podcast episodes. So it's like, so now you have a system where on one side, you're getting their pain, you're understanding it, you create great content. And then later on, you have more content to send them to solve those problems. Using your podcast episodes is just a way for you to get in the door to start conversations because every sale starts with a conversation. It doesn't matter if you're selling on a sales page or on the phone or through emails. Everything has to start with some type of conversation. Now, after you have a massive brand and all of this stuff, you can sell fully automated. You don't have to do any work. But I know for the average business owner, for the average podcaster, this is what it's going to take. This is the kind of system you need to use. So I want to thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you for being here. Again, I'm Coach Chris. I'm your host. Now, make sure you check out the link in the description below so you can get your free podcast audit. This is where you can work with me one-on-one. We're going to work on your messaging, your marketing, and monetizing for your podcast. This is one session, one time only, first come, first serve. I have a limited amount. It's not unlimited where you can just talk to me forever, but I want to help more podcasters reach the next level. So I want to thank you so much for tuning in. Make sure you subscribe to the channel. I always forget to say that. I'm so used to podcasting. Make sure you subscribe to the channel. I will see you next time. Until then, your greatness awaits.
This podcast is heard along the Marketing Podcast Network. For more great marketing podcasts, visit marketingpodcasts.net.